Shalom, sweetest friends. We are continuing our series of Shiurim in the Rambam Hilchos Malachim Perek Vav Halacha Gimel. We've already seen Niflos, and now we're continuing B'siyata Dishmaya. In the Sefer Derech Mitzvasecha Chelik Beis, he asks there, that the smag doesn't bring in the Lo Sasei of Chil Hashem the chiyuv to die rather than be over on Averus. Rather, he brings the latter two halakim in the Rambam in the Sefer HaMitzvahs that we saw in Mitzvahs Lo Sasei Pei Gimel, Chil Hashem. Achelik Hasheni is doing an Avera just to rebel against God. There's no taiva, there's no hana. You just want to get God, you know, kviyachol, lahachis. That's one type of Chil Hashem. And then the Rambam mentions in the Chelek Hasheni. And the other one is that a person who's a chashuv, a person does something which is questionable in the eyes of the masses, which can give the Torah a bad name. The Jews a bad name. God a bad name. That's Chil Hashem, literally. So he only brings that down. Why doesn't he bring down, as these Derech Mitzvasech, it was written by the author of the Mishnah Melech, why doesn't he bring down the dying al Kiddush Hashem? The Rambam talks about that also. Gemara talks about that. Shas Hashmad, Befarhesia, all the different Chiluk Eitinim. But the three Averis, why doesn't he bring that down? Only the latter two categories. But not only is he Mevatel, the Mitzvah Sesei of Nikdash, the Yisrael of Bnei Yisrael, if he doesn't die, but he's also over on the lab of Losa Chalulu. As we see in the Gemara in Avodah Zarah, and Daf Nun Dalet Amud Aleph, that the lab is going on that as well, that you have to die when necessary. And Avodah Zarah Nun Dalet Amud Aleph. So, based on what we learned in the previous shiur, we can say as follows: She'enot tzivui miuchad al mesirut nefesh, el al I chilul Hashem b'maaseh neged Yisrael o neged haTorah. The Avera of Chil Hashem is not a tzivui to die. It's not a tzivui to give one's life rather than be over an Avera. But rather, not to be Mechalel Hashem with doing an act which gives the Jews or the Torah a bad name. Acting like we spoke about a lot in the previous Shiurim, that when you do something that God's name is identified with the Jewish people, and when you do something which reflects badly on the Jewish people, it reflects badly on God as well. Do something against the Torah that reflects badly on the Torah. That could also be a Chil Hashem, like we saw a chash of a person, does things which are questionable, buys on credit, goes to Arba Amos without Torah. And tefillin. So that's the way that reflects badly on the Jewish people and on the Torah. That's a Chil Hashem. And therefore, as we explained in a previous year, it's not a lav shebachlalus. It's not a different lav. I mean, in other words, there's one lav that one has to die rather than be over on certain averis. And there's another one that he can't do averis lahachis. And there's another one that he's a chash of a person. He can't act in certain ways which are going to make people lift their eyebrows, make people wonder if this is the correct behavior, make people suspicious. So that would be a lav shebachlalos, because there are various lavs. But avapo ze lo ha-metziyut. Ha-kshakol ha-echitimsi le-metziyus achas. All of Chil Hashem is one thing. And that is, you do a maisa against the Jewish people, against the Torah, that gives Am Yisrael a bad name. And these are defined, right, in halacha, as when one has to die rather than do certain averis, if one does these averis under these circumstances, under certain given circumstances, so that's that gives the Jewish people a bad name that we're doing these averis. So therefore, one has to die, or one does an aver lahachis gives Jewish people a bad name v'chule. So it's all hechetimtzis of one lav, and therefore it's not a lav shebachlalos, and therefore there's malchus. ומדמייסי הגמורה בפרצוע על החילה ולעניין מסירות נפש, אין ולבר על מה נאמרה מצססת אם נקדשתי, שהוא הכל שיש בחיל השם באופן ענה, בכנל שבגימל אבירוס, שבגימל מצס אלו מצד עצמו הבחיל השם, אף ופי שאינו להכיס, כאבת שהוא מצד פחיסוס המייסה עצמי. אבל אין זה לב על עניין מיוחד של אי מסירות נפש, אלא על מייסה שהוא חיל השם בגוונה שכוסה בסמאק. The Gemara in Avodah Zarah brings this pasuk of about Chil Hashem, like we had Velosachalu Hashem Kodshi, and then it says V'nikdashti B'soch B'nei Yisrael. So the Gemara is bringing the Velosachalu Hashem Kodshi to tell us when there's a mitzvah essay of V'nikdashti. As like we explained in the previous shir, the Ikar Din Mesiris Nefesh is written in the Pasuk V'nikdashti. But it doesn't tell us what to be Nikdashti for. When should we sanctify God's name, B'soch B'nei Yisrael? So on that it says in the Pasuk, V'leisachalu Hashem Kodshi. When there's a Chil Hashem, in order to prevent a Chil Hashem, you have to do the Nikdashti. When there's a Chil Hashem, you have to do your Mechal Hashem Yisrael. So you have to be Moser Nefesh. That's V'nikdashti B'soch B'nei Yisrael. It's an Ashvuyeh in the 10 Jews, right? There are 10 Jews there, so then that's going to impact them, that they witness this event. And Memela, one is not allowed to do the Aveira in front of 10. If it's Lahavir Alados, if it's Gimel Averis, so it could be that it's 10, in front of 10 it's before Hesia, or it's Lahavir Alados, if it's intending to make us transgress our religion. Or the Gimel Averis mitzad etzem ha-maisa. Otherwise, there's a heter gomor mitzad pikuach nefesh, and there's no v'nikdashti on a dvar heter. So the Velosichalu tells us that when there's a mitzvah of kiddush Hashem, when the v'nikdashti is telling us you have to sanctify God's name when there's a problem fear of chilul Hashem. The mesiris nefesh is not v'nikdashti. But what should you be Moser Nefesh on? That's what the Chil Hashem tells you. And then the Halacha tells you when it's considered a Chil Hashem. For Hesia, L'Havir Al-Ados, the three Averis Mitzar Atzman are Pchusos, like we spoke about. So that's what the Gemara brings this Pasuk of Lo Sechalu for. Because these Gimel Averis Mitzad Atzmo are Echil Hashem, even though it's not Lahachis. Because the Mais itself, remember we spoke, it's not because of the Chomer HaMaisa, Chomer HaIsser. It's because these are inherently, intrinsically, spoke about natural law. They're just bad things to do, things you have to give up your life rather than do. The reason you have to give up your life is they're also Aser, but it's because they're Pchusos Be'etzem, like we spoke about. There's a Svara B'Shvichus Damim, we learn from there. Gili Arayas, and also we saw Avodah Zarah, they're all Mais and Pchusim Mitzad Atzman, that we discussed at length in a previous year. So that's what the Gemara is talking about in Maseches Avodah Zarah, that in such cases, there's a Chil Hashem. It's telling us, when was there a mitzvah essay of an Ekdashti B'Sech B'nei Yisrael, that you have to give up your life, so that you have to give up your life, and here it's talking about the Gimel Averis, it's talking about Avodah Zarah. That's when you have to give up your life, but it's not a lav al inyan miyuchat shalim mesiris nefesh. That's not the lav. The lav is not giving up your life. The lav is a maita that's a chil Hashem. And that's what the smag is talking about. The smag tells about chil Hashem, which isn't about giving up your life. Because he doesn't have to write giving up your life, because that's not the exhaustive definition of Chil Hashem. Chil Hashem is doing certain acts that require you to die rather than doing. They require you to be Mekadei Shem Shemayim. Do certain acts that require you to be Mekadei Shem Shemayim. So that's what the V'nikdashti B'soch B'nei Yisrael. In certain cases, you have to die rather than be Mechalel. But again, that's not exhaustive. There are also cases that of Chil Hashem that you don't have to die. Because the Yisod of Chil Hashem is doing an act against the Jewish people that reflects badly upon the Jewish people. So that's why the smag only, but the smag doesn't bring the dying part, because that's not the exhausted definition of Chil Hashem. The smag talks about a Talmud Chacham doing publicly things that will make people suspicious, or acting lahachis. So that's also lo sechalalu. And it's all one. It's all one category of doing something that reflects badly on the Jewish people. Do a mice against the Jewish people, against, and when God's name is called on us, when we do those acts, then it reflects badly on Hashem. And again, the other side of the court is in the Nikdashti. Then it said you have to sanctify God's name. When do you know? When is there a mitzvah v'nikdashti? When there's going to be a Chil Hashem involved? So in certain cases, it means that one has to die. But the smag also brings tziurim, like the Rambam also brings, that you don't necessarily have to die, but it's still a Chil Hashem. If you do it, then it's a Kiddush Hashem if you don't. Meaning it's a Chil Hashem if you do things that make people suspicious, if you act lahachis, it's a Chil Hashem. And if you don't, it's also a Kiddush Hashem. But there, it's no mesiris nefesh is required. And then there are other cases where taka, right? The pasuk doesn't say die. The pasuk says lo sechalalu same kol shivnik dashi b'sof b'nei Yisrael. So where does it say anything about dying? The only thing is that in certain cases, that's what one has to do in order to be mekadesh shem shemayim. One has to die. But when does one have to die? When it's b'soch, when there's a minyan there, and right toch. So there have to be 10, unless we're talking about the big three averes v'chule. So then when there's a chiyuv to die. Then, in order to avoid the Chil Hashem, one has to die v'nikdash b'soch b'nei Yisrael. But again, that's not the only that's not the definition. The definition isn't dying. The definition is doing something against the Jewish people. It makes the Jewish people look bad. It makes God look bad, as we are ma'arich in the first year, the second year in this Rambam. And therefore, the smag doesn't find it necessary to bring down this Chil Hashem when you have to die, because that's not the definition of Chil Hashem. Dying instead of and doing an Avera. The definition of Chil Hashem is not to do certain acts that reflect badly on the Jewish people. And those would include doing a Maisa that's Pachos B'fnei Atzma, independently inferior, terrible act, like the big three Averas, and that would be even Bitzina, or doing an Avera for Asya, or doing La'avir al-Ados, v'chule, v'chule. But this Mag doesn't bring all that down. All he brings down is the last two categories of the Rambam, because that's also Chil Hashem. It's alive. It's not alive shebachalos. It's all one. So he brings down the Talmud Chacham acting that has to act in certain ways and not doing lahachis. And with this, we can explain the Ritva on Avodah Zarah Daf Nun Dalet, who explains the Machlokes from Reb Zeira, Linyan Eved Bonus. If you serve something bonus, does it become us? Or not? If you serve something, it becomes us. If you serve something bonus, it becomes us. So the Reb Zeira asks from the pasuk of the Naru Losas Adaver, Anis Rachman Apatris, how can you say that Nevad Bonus is us? Anis Rachman Apatri, and Rebbe says back, nah, everything was included. Everything was included, Allah Savdam. And then the Pasuk was Mefarit, that Lo Sechalu Hashem Kachi V'Nikdash V'Chaybehem. Everything was included in Lo Sa'avdam, and then the Pasuk says V'Chaybehem Shalobish Yamasbehem. Yatza Ones. But then the Pasuk says, Lo Sechalu Hashem Kachi, that he shouldn't be Mechal, even Bainas. So how does that work up? It's in Fresia. That Bitzina, you stay alive, and for Hesia, you have to die. So what's the Svaras HaMachlekes? That, right, so it would come out then, that if one is engaged in idol worship for Hesia, then Nevad's going to be Aser, because one has to give up one's life. And Rabbi Zeira said, no. And Rabbi says, no, not here. So what's this? What's the machlokes? The Rabbi Zeira holds that it's only in of Kiddush Hashem. And therefore, if somebody's over v'lo nerag, he's v'lo eno nerag. He's not over in Yisrael Avodah Zarah, he's over in the mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem. If one has to die rather than be over Oved Avodah Zarah, and one is nevertheless Oved Avodah Zarah, all he's doing, he's not doing Avodah Zarah. He's doing the aver of kiddush. He's over on the aver on the atzeh of kiddush Hashem. When he's doing it ba'onis, he's only over on kiddush Hashem. And therefore, if he doesn't die when he's supposed to, he's not. It's not called avodah zarah. It's called kiddush Hashem. And therefore, it's not considered neva. Why is it not considered neva? Because he didn't do avodah zarah. This is just a lack of kiddush Hashem, but it's not avodah zarah. And then that Rebbe says, no, ma pitom. He's considered an Ovid of a Zara. Where do you see that? He just says that when you do los chalu shibe for hesi mechuyev laharig, ve'azel lo polig v'bzeira. V'bzeira doesn't argue that you have to die rather than do avodah zarah in public. The nidon is there a din of a Zara or a din of kiddush Hashem? So where do you see in the words of Rava that it's a din of avodah zarah when Rava says that you have to die rather than do chilul Hashem? Rava is trying to prove that it's a din of avodah zarah here, and that's why ne'avad is aser, even ba'onis. But where do you see that it's a din of avodah zarah? All you have to see is that he has to die. So it's a din of kiddush Hashem, who says avodah zarah. Where do you see in Rava that it's avodah zarah? If the machlekes, according to the Ritva, is whether it's a din of kiddush Hashem or it's a din of avodah zarah, where do you see in the words of Rava that it's avodah zarah? There's no such indication. So you can look there in the Aris and the Ritva in Avodah Zarah. Now, we see Lehedji and Divrei Ritva, like we spoke about earlier, that there's no din of Yahare mitzadi Aveira of Avodah Zarah. Because we see B'das Reb Zera, She Einzo Avodah Zarah L'Rak Yalfusa Mikra, the B'chol Nafshecha, the Kaim B'zeh Mitzaseh Seh Din Ikdashti. So there's no din of Nevad, because there's no avodah zarah over here. There's a pasuk of b'chol nafshecha. B'chol nafshecha says that you should rather die than serve avodah zarah. And if one doesn't die, then he's over on v'nikdashti. B'chol nafshecha tells you have to die in order to be mekayim kiddush Hashem. But this is not an avodah zarah dikadin. It's a kiddush Hashem dikadin, and therefore it's not nevad. And on that, Rava says that it's not a mitzvah say stam to die for avodah zarah. Because if it's a stam to die for avodah zarah, then what's missing sin and for hesia? But rather, the ikur din is to die because it's chilul Hashem. That's what the pasuk v'nikdashti is talking about. You have to die when there's a chilul Hashem involved. And it's chilul Hashem, even if it's lahana asa, and even if it's lahana asa goy. Because there's a mitzvah of avodah zarah that has no Makom mitzad atzma. Mitzad atzma, there shouldn't be avodah zarah. Zot pachos mitzad atzma, not only mitzad the iser. But a zarah is inherently wrong, even without the iser. We spoke about natural law. And if so, ba'al korcha mizeh, shu shem mitzias shel avodah zarah. So it must be that it's a shame. It's a mitzias of avodah zarah. Otherwise, there's no chil Hashem. Why is there a chil Hashem over here? It's even lahana asam. What's the chil Hashem? It's not against God. The guy is doing it for his own pleasure. And yet, you still have to die. If he's forcing you for his own pleasure, you still have to die rather than be over. Why is that? Because it's a mitzias of avodah zarah. It's a shame of avodah zarah. And therefore it's aser. If it was a stam laharig al avodah zarah, there's no missing sin for hesia. But rather the problem here is that there's a chil Hashem, and therefore there's a chiyuv of v'nikdashti. There's a chil Hashem even milhana asan, because there's this mitzias of avodah zarah that you know that is ain la makom b'mitzad atzma. If you came by korach mizeh shu shem mitzias shel avodah zarah dim lo kenin kan chil Hashem. Mishum archi haba leinah berach veishu chevtzad avodah zarah gam boines. Im boines le chevtzad avodah zarah. So the very fact that Rabbi said it's tali and lo sechalu, we see that it's a chevtzad avodah zarah. Not like Rabbi Zera. Because we say it's only before Hesia, not Betzina. Why is that? Because there's a din of Chil Hashem over here. It's the opposite of Inikdashti. But why is there a Chil Hashem? There's a Chil Hashem because there's a Mitzias of Avodah Zarah. That's what makes the Chil Hashem. The Chil Hashem is, again, not made because it's not because of the Chomer HaYisr. It's because it's a Mitzias of Avodah Zarah. The Zarah Mitzad Atzma is a Dabar Pachus. It's something that's inferior. It's something that's very low. It's something that's unconscionable. It's something that's, that can't be justified. It's something horrific. So you have to stay away from avodah zarah. Mitzad atzmo, again, not only mitzad the yisur. Mitzad atzmo, you have to stay away from avodah zarah. That's why it's a chil Hashem. That's the whole definition of chil Hashem when it comes to the cardinal three averus. The reason you can't do them is because they are inherently wrong, inherently bad, even without the yisur. And the sheet of Rav over here is only if it's Bifar Hesia, and we hold even Bitsina. But it's because there's a shame, this is because there's a Mitzias of Avodah Zarah over here. It's not just a matter of having to die because you're doing an Avera. Then who says it makes this Avodah Zarah? It's a Din in Kiddush Hashem. And that's where Rabbi Zera holds. See, Afusim from Muchol Nafshecha, they have to do the mitzvah of Nikdashti B'Soch B'nei Yisrael. You have to sanctify God's name and die. So where's the Avodah Zarah? There's no Dineva. But Rabbi holds no. It says, Lo Sechalu Hashem Kodshi V'Nikdashti B'Soch B'nei. It says, Lo Sechalu. It says, Lo Sechalu tells us when there's a mitzvah of Nikdashti. And here there's a Lo Sechalu. What does a Lo Sechalu tell you? It's a Chil Hashem. Why is there a Chil Hashem? Because, not because you're chayiv to die, because again, that's not Chil Hashem. Chil Hashem is not that you're chayiv to die. Chil Hashem is that you do an act. You do certain acts which reflect badly upon the Jewish people. Acts is defined by the Torah. And that would be the major three averus, which, as we saw in a previous shiur, are mitzad atzma bad. So if you're not allowed to serve avodah zarah because it's bad mitzad atzma, and that's why it's a chil Hashem. So in Mela we know there's a mitzias of avodah zarah, there's a cheft of avodah zarah over here. He's actually serving avodah zarah. That's why it's included in Melos Achalu. When it comes to avodah zarah, right? When it comes to other averus, so it could be it's a shas hashmar, could be it's for hesia. When it comes to avodah zarah, the reason it's aser is because it's avodah zarah. It's yis avodah zarah, and according to the Rav and according to Rabbi Shmuel, it's only if it's for hesia. But it's because it's avodah zarah, and that's why it's a chil Hashem, because mitzad atzmo it's pachos. This avodah zarah is so pachos that you're not allowed to, you have to die rather than serve it. Again, amitzad, how serious the avera is, that you now you're over an avera, you're supposed to die, and you didn't die. But because there's a mitzias of avodah zarah, this mitzias of avodah zarah creates the chil Hashem, that you're serving this avodah zarah. So Memela, Rebbe says, we're dealing with avodah zarah over here. We're not dealing with stam being over in kiddush Hashem. We're dealing with avodah zarah mamish, and therefore nevad boynes is aser. Badvarim me'irim u'samchim baruch Hashem. Mshishesh kan mitzius shel avodah zarah she'en la makom mitzad atzmo. Mitzad atzmo, there's no room for this avodah zarah. Lo rak mitzad ha'isur, not only mitzad ha'isur of serving the avodah zarah, but mitzad atzmo, mitzad the avodah zarah itself. V'im kein ba'al korcha mizeh shu shem mitzius shel avodah zarah, must have a shem mitzius of avodah zarah. Dim lo kein ein kan chil Hashem, otherwise there's no chil Hashem to talk. And therefore it's nevad achrei shu chav tzad avodah zarah gam bo. It's called nevad. He's a chepta of avodah zarah, even by ines. And v'imken me'etzim divrei Rabbah talu lo sechalu. The very fact that Rabbah said it's talu lo sechalu, we see that it's a chepta of avodah zarah, not like Rabbi Zera. So mitzvah Hashem, this concludes our 13th shir, Siyata Dishmaya. And if we're exceptionally fortunate, we will be able to continue. Tan Sarayim, we still have more to go, not that much to go. And then we also have Halacha Dalet and Halacha Hey and Halacha Vav, Rabbi Yitzhak. Rambam Hilchas Malachim is a beautiful, beautiful sefer, and we have just a veltworth to talk about, so please stay tuned. And Amir Tashem, we will be Nadu Simorna Philosophy Teres Hashem. Thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom.